Baranoff Elementary School in Sitka has a new name. The Sitka School Board voted unanimously on Thursday to make the change, culminating a lengthy discussion on a different but related topic, the need to make cultural education a more immersive experience in Sitka for everyone. KCAW's Robert Wolsey reports.
9 years after the issue was first brought before the Sitka School Board, the time to change the name of Baranoff Elementary came at just after 10 p.m.
It has been moved and seconded to select Hoots Elementary School as the new name for Baranoff Elementary School.
That school board president Tristan Gavon putting the question on the table, where it was adopted unanimously with little discussion from either the board or the 10 or so members of the public who waited out the long meeting at the Sheetcoquan Nakahiti, Sitka's community tribal house. Hoots, by the way, means brown bear, and the raspy H sound at the beginning of the word is represented with an X. The person who spearheaded the committee meetings and community surveys that led to the name change was former board president Blossom Teal Olson. Teal Olson left the school board 10 months ago, but stayed engaged with this project because she may have been the only person who could bring the name change about. Alaska native, yet not Tlingit, Teal Olson steered past the cultural conflict that led to the defeat of a previous name change 2 years ago. She complimented everyone who helped and their bravery for moving forward when it may have been easier to stop.
It hasn't been an easy road, and I think there was a point where you were thinking maybe we should table it and keep it on the table.
The soft landing for the school name change was in part because of the lengthy discussion that preceded it. Every year, the Sitka School District reviews an impact report from the Cultural Department, plus holds a public hearing on its federally funded cultural education program called SNEP, or the Sitka Native Education Program. SNEP is widely recognized as having been critical to incorporating traditional culture into Sitka's school curricula, but there was a distinct change in tone at this year's hearing, that the district, the community, was not going far enough. Tlingit cultural education still feels like an adjunct to conventional Western education, and the language itself remains in decline. Robbie Littlefield has taught Tlingit in Sitka since 1985. She quoted a paper from Dr. Lance Twitchell arguing that the Tlingit language needs to become more central to the experience of living in Sitka, more normal.
Normalizing means that the language is seen and is heard by everybody, so that seeing and hearing the language is commonplace. One of the things that tends to happen with Indigenous languages after generations of language suppression is that the language becomes foreign in its own place and even to its own people. The result is a distorted sense of what was normal, so that it seems normal to expect to hear only English everywhere.
Littlefield was seconded by David Kanosh, a Sitka resident and one of 30 fluent speakers of Tlingit in southeast Alaska. Kanosh was educated in the Sitka school system, learned French, Japanese, Spanish, and studied the classics. He would not replace any of this, but supplement it.
What I say is that we should incorporate more of our language, our culture, into the system. Just as my life was enriched by the works of William Shakespeare, by the epic sagas of the Scandinavians, the ancient Greeks and Romans, their myths, they enriched my life. Now, learn of us. We are still here.
The kind of immersion suggested by Kanosh and Littlefield is not untested. Pauline Duncan, a retired first grade teacher at the elementary school formerly known as Baranoff, had a popular dual education program in her classroom incorporating lessons in both Tlingit and English. She told the board about one of her students, a boy named Ben.
One day he came to school and he said to me, "Mrs. Duncan, do you know that I am Tlingit now?" And I said, "No, when did that happen?" He said, "I don't know. It just happened." And I told my mom last night that, "Mom, come here. I just turned Tlingit." And she said, "Oh, that's nice." But just to show you that at that level, how a teacher can make an impact.
The school board took no official action on the hearing, but the discussion certainly cleared the path for renaming Baranoff Elementary. Board member Phil Burdick said that Sitka was poised to embrace a richer and more immersive cultural experience. What's stopping us, he asked, from incorporating all of the knowledge that we have together? Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
A man walking across the Seward Highway in Anchorage was struck and killed last night, Thursday night. It's the third time a person was hit and killed by a car in the city this week. Anchorage police say they responded to the collision near Dowling Road shortly before 8:30 p.m. Thursday. The man, who had been struck by an SUV heading north, died at the scene. Police say the SUV's driver remained at the crash site and no charges have been filed. The victim hasn't yet been named as police notify his family. On Wednesday, a 52-year-old woman lying in the parking lot of the South Anchorage Walmart was run over by a minivan and killed. And on Sunday morning, a 30-year-old man died after he was struck in a hit-and-run collision on the old Seward Highway. Police say that driver now faces manslaughter and DUI charges.